Chapter 13, Kill the Silence. For many survivors, breaking the silence is an important part of the healing process. Melissa Kleinman. Several months had passed, and Ethan's birthday was now coming up. He met up with Pete at work, and they both planned a party for his special day. While Pete shared his encouragement over Ethan being excited about the party, he couldn't help but wonder that it's very unlike him to care about such events. He asked Ethan if it's because of someone he's hoping to meet there, but Ethan confided in him that he's actually hoping to break John and Hassan's loneliness and has invited many of his colleagues and people from another department as well, so they both have someone to chat and hang out with. Just as they're both done going over their plans for the party, Camille from HR walked into the room. Pete is dumbfounded as to what she's doing here. She asked him if it's true that Ethan's throwing a party for his birthday. Pete didn't know what to say, so he told her to ask the man himself and excused himself frantically out of the room. "Yes, Camille, you heard right, there's going to be a party. And it's at Hassan's place."
"Oh, I didn't know you guys were living together," said Camille.
"Yeah, I live there with my boyfriend," Ethan tried to clear her doubts. "Can I ask you something, but please keep it between you and me?"
"Sure.
Do you know if Hassan is seeing someone?"
"No, he is not seeing anyone. He is single."
"That's good then. Because I wanted to introduce my brother to him. You know what I mean."
"Great, no problem. Bring him to the party,"
Ethan told her assuredly. One more thing, she stopped herself on her way out to ask Ethan another question.
"What is it?
Do you know if Hassan would have a problem with my brother?"
"Why would he have a problem?"
"It's just his skin color. I'm worried he might have a problem with it."
"Oh, you don't have to worry.
It's not a problem. Hassan is not that kind of person."
"Thanks, I just wanted to make sure."
"Just bring him."
"Thank you."
Ethan's hopeful words seemed to have lifted the stress from her mind. As soon as she left the room, Pete came back inside and asked Ethan why did he invite her brother, let alone herself, to the party, to which Ethan responded that she's in the management team and it would have been unwise to say no to her. "Besides, what's the worst that could happen?" he asked Pete. Meanwhile, Brian was standing outside the room and was eavesdropping on their entire conversation. He felt an incredible rage build up inside him and quickly ran over to the restroom to calm himself down. There, he rinsed his face a couple of times, then looked at his angry reflection in the mirror. The only thought that lingered inside his mind was believing that Hassan belonged to him and they're destined to be together. At lunchtime, Brian went to talk to Hassan to try to smother him. He sat next to him and tried to strike up a conversation.
"Can I ask you a personal question?"
"Really, here?
We're in the lunchroom.
Do you think it's the right place to talk about personal matters?"
"Okay.
Then will you be available after work?
I will take you out for a drink."
"Yeah, sure, why not?
See you then."
"See you." Brian moved away disappointedly and Hassan went back to his desk. Ethan came in and asked him to come to his office for a moment, and Hassan followed.
"Pete wants to throw a birthday party at your place.
You know about this?"
Ethan told him.
"Why does everyone want to talk about private matters here at work?
We have a house.
We can talk about it there," responded Hassan.
"Relax.
I just wanted to give you a hint."
"All right, well, thanks for the hint.
Can I go back to work now?"
"Sure, Mr. Hissy Fit."
Hassan returned to his work. Right this moment, Tristan came over to Hassan's desk to talk to him about Ethan's birthday party.
"Did you hear that Ethan is throwing a birthday party?" he asked him, much to Hassan's annoyance.
"Yes, I do," Hassan responded in a condescending tone. He just couldn't seem to catch a break from all the gossiping.
"Are you invited?" inquired Tristan, to which Hassan replied, "Why wouldn't I be? The party is at my place."
Hearing these words shocked Tristan as well. He also tried to confirm his suspicion, "Oh, are you two living together?"
Hassan began to grow impatient and raised his voice at him slightly, "Why are people asking me so many personal questions today? Anyway, he is my roommate, and he has a boyfriend of his own."
"Great."
Tristan began to leave the room.
"Am I missing something?" asked Hassan curiously.
"Nothing. You don't seem to be in a good mood. It's just that everyone was talking about why did you break up with your boyfriend," said Tristan, jumping right back into the conversation.
"Oh, Tristan, you just love to gossip, don't you?" said Hassan annoyed.
"No, I don't.
Geez, I'm only asking you as a friend,"
Tristan defended himself.
"You know we are at work," Hassan felt the need to remind him.
"Come on, give me some details,"
he persisted, further aggravating Hassan.
"All right, we had a fight."
"Is that enough for you?" said Hassan finally.
"I don't think that is the reason." It seemed like Tristan was hellbent on finding out the details.
"My personal life is not anyone's business. Am I clear?"
This time, Hassan said sternly.
"Crystal.
I am sorry," said Tristan as he felt a little embarrassed now at his interrogation.
"Don't be.
I am just tired of this question, and when I am tired, I am mean," said Hassan, trying to make up for his tone.
"Do you know why people talk about you so much?"
"This guy clearly can't take a hint," thought Hassan, then asked him in a sarcastic tone.
"I don't know. Why don't you enlighten me?"
"Well, for one, many of them are jealous of you, while others hold an interest in you."
"And which one are you?" he asked Tristan.
"I like you, but I didn't make a move because I don't know if you are interested in someone like me."
"Someone like you?"
Hassan asked him with shocked expressions on his face.
"Isn't it obvious?"
Tristan sighed. "Ethan's boyfriend is like you, and honestly, I see you as a fine man. But you need to stop gossiping around so much,"
Hassan advised him.
"If I asked you out, will you go with me?"
Tristan was aiming for something.
"It's not the time, nor the place, but I would like to go out with you, but I am not ready yet to start dating,"
explained Hassan. "I understand."
Tristan nodded his head in agreement.
"Thank you," said Hassan, hoping that Tristan will now leave him alone.
Tristan finally returned to his desk, and Hassan took a long sigh, then focused on his work. Fortunately, he was not bothered by anyone for the rest of his shift. After work, Brian came to Hassan, and they both left together. Brian took Hassan to a park to talk. There, he looked at Hassan's eyes and smiled.
"You know I like your eyes."
"Thank you, Brian.
Now, what did you want to tell me?
Did you start dating?"
"No, I don't think if I will ever be ready."
"Why?
Can I tell you a secret?" asked Hassan in a highly emotional tone.
"Sure.
I am living with HIV," Hassan said while weeping.
Brian looked at Hassan and hugged him.
"Why did you keep this a secret from me?
You've been very supportive of me ever since John and I broke up. But I am still not ready to move on,"
Hassan confessed to Brian while wiping a tear that was running down his cheek.
"I know. But I want you to remember that I will always be on your side," Brian patted him on the back.
"Thank you, Brian."
Hassan seemed to be in a much better mood now. Afterward, Brian and Hassan continued their walk in the park, and then Brian drove Hassan home. At his own house, Brian went to the basement, where he had a painting of Hassan placed next to a big mirror. He hugged the painting amorously and then began running his fingers on the canvas while saying, "I know you are screaming inside like me. I know you belong with me."
Kyle had just reached home after buying flowers for Kara when he received a call from his ex-girlfriend, Lily.
Kyle answered the phone.
"Hey, Lily."
"Hey, Kyle.
How are you doing?"
Lily asked him.
"I am doing great, thanks.
And yourself?"
"I am doing okay.
I am just wondering if you have time to meet and talk."
"I don't know if I have time to meet you."
"Oh, okay.
Wait, Kyle,
can we meet at the same place at 9:30?
Sure, I will be there, Kyle said with a hopeful smile.
Great. See you then.
See you.
Kyle hung up the phone, then entered the house and surprised Kara with the flowers. Kara was happy to see the beautiful flowers, she smiled and kissed Kyle to thank him.
I just received a call from Lily, said Kyle.
Lily?
Who is Lily? Asked Kara curiously.
She's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Kara's smile turned into a frown.
Oh, honey, please don't worry about anything.
Besides, I want you to meet her with me.
Why?
I don't know what she wants to talk about, but I want you to be there.
I won't hold any secrets from you.
Okay, I will come with you, Kara said with a smile.
Her worrying seemed to have lessened by a lot now.
I love you, Kyle said passionately.
I love you too.
Hassan entered the room while Kyle and Kara were sharing a passionate kiss.
Hey, you two love birds.
We are all waiting on you.
We are coming.
Kara and Kyle said in unison.
The couple joined the others at the dinner table.
Any interesting stories from today?
Kyle to everyone sitting around.
Hassan said he'll start and told everyone how he was continuously disturbed at work today.
Today, at work, I was not able to catch a break.
Everyone kept hankering me and asking me questions about Ethan's birthday party.
Since when are you into birthday parties?
Kyle asked Ethan.
Relax. It's not a big deal.
Ethan replied to him.
Pete chimed in and tried to defend Ethan.
I want to celebrate my boyfriend's birthday.
Is that so wrong?
Hassan jumped in again and said,
it's your right to celebrate your boyfriend's birthday.
But I don't understand why your boyfriend had to invite half of the company.
Kara tried to clear Hassan's confusion and told him,
okay, I will tell you but promise me you won't be angry.
That depends.
Do I need to be angry?
Hassan asked her condescendingly. Seeing Hassan's judgmental expressions, Kyle thought it best to answer on behalf of Kara,
well, to be fair.
Since you and John broke up, you both haven't had a chance to meet anyone.
Hassan stopped eating and then looked at his plate in contemplation.
He understood and even sympathized with Kara and Kyle's plan.
John looked at Hassan and said,
I think they are right.
I don't want you to be alone.
Hassan looked at John and responded negligibly,
they are right, but I am not ready to start dating.
Seeing the awkward situation developing, Pete told Hassan,
at some point, you need to be open to meet others.
I know, but I am not ready.
I am not there yet.
Hassan responded while still looking down at his plate and eating slowly.
At least you can try, Ethan said to Hassan confidently.
All right.
But don't blame me if I end up ruining your party.
Listen.
All I want is to see you both moved on and happy, said Ethan as John got up from the table.
Hassan stopped him and asked him,
where are you going?
I just can't.
Not right now, said John remorsefully.
Sit down and finish your dinner.
After dinner, we can talk, Hassan tried to calm him down.
Seeing the tension developing, Andrew shared what's been on his mind.
I was silent the whole time, but now I will speak.
Look at you both, we don't recognize any of you.
Hassan, where is the smile we used to see on you?
John, stop blaming yourself and move on.
What happened to you both?
Why are you avoiding other people?
At some point, you need to realize that you both are adults and responsible for your actions.
Just shut up and start dating already.
Hassan understood where Andrew was coming from but still remained defensive.
I see your point, but has it occurred to you that I might just not be ready to jump back in the dating game again?
Andrew couldn't stand Hassan's reply and said to him,
don't give me that excuse.
You are both ready.
Hassan, your stubbornness won't help you to get over John.
John, stop dreaming that you could back together.
Wake up and embrace what you have, and move on.
Life is short to waste time.
No one said a word for the rest of the dinner,
and everyone tried to finish their meals quickly to escape the situation. Nevertheless, it was written on every person's face at the table how awkwardly they were all feeling. After dinner, John took Archie for a walk. Kara and Kyle went together to see Kyle's ex-girlfriend. Ethan was helping Pete in washing the dishes, and Hassan was listening to Andrew playing the piano. Andrew asked Hassan to sit next to him, so he got up and moved next to Andrew. Hassan liked what Andrew was playing. He took a deep breath and closed his eyes. He felt the rhythm and danced freely to the tune in his mind. Andrew finished and wrapped his hand around Hassan. Hassan opened his eyes and said, "That was nice." Andrew took Hassan to his room and closed the door. Hassan looked at Andrew, wondering what was happening. Andrew sat next to Hassan and asked him, "Be honest with me. Do you want to end up with me?"
"I don't know, Andrew. I still believe there's someone out there for me."
"Hassan, stop acting like an idiot. Just open your heart and live your life. Allow yourself to be happy for once." Andrew told him disappointedly.
"I am trying," Hassan responded.
Andrew gave Hassan a long, determined look before moving closer to him. "What are you doing?"
"I'm trying to kiss you. Can I?"
"No, Andrew, please don't. Come on, open your heart. I might be the one." Hassan got close to Andrew's face and said, "I am too much for you," then stood up and began to leave. Andrew held Hassan's hand and tried to drag him towards the bed.
"You can't stop me," he said.
"And why is that?" asked Hassan.
"Because you need a human touch to remind you that you are alive. Everyone needs it.
So now, can I kiss you?" Andrew pleaded consistently.
Hassan looked at him and smiled.
Andrew bit his lip, smiled, and said, "You are really too much for me. I can't handle you."
Hassan stood up, turned to Andrew, and said, "I told you.
I want my kiss," Andrew said before leaning forward and putting his hand around Andrew's face. They both shared a long kiss that left Andrew panting. Andrew flipped Hassan on the bed and continued kissing him. Hassan kissed him back and received a compliment from Andrew, "You are a good kisser." Before their romance could develop into something more, Hassan stopped himself, threw a mysterious look at Andrew, and went upstairs. There, he played a song on the TV and danced to it. Pete, John, Ethan, and Andrew all joined him for the dance. Archie also joined soon after and began jumping around them. Hassan stopped to take Archie in his hands and kissed him. Then he put him on the floor and tussled around with him. Everyone was watching Hassan. John smiled and joined Hassan to play with Archie. It's now a Saturday, and everyone was busy preparing for the party. Soon, people started gathering inside the house. John seemed incredibly anxious, as if he was afraid that people might ask him about his breakup. Too many thoughts ran through his mind and continued to stress him out. But, through it all, the one thing that calmed him down was Hassan's smile, who was welcoming the guests seeming cheerful. Camille also arrived with her brother Roy and walked towards Hassan and introduced Roy to him. Brian was watching and boiling inside after he saw Hassan talking and laughing with Roy. He went to use the washroom again to calm his nerves. "There are so many people here. You must be very popular," Roy told Hassan.
"Don't fret. Most of them are from work. You know, my sister told me you broke up with your boyfriend. I can't imagine why any person would want to leave such a good person like you.
We've only just met, you don't know the type of person I am."
"True, but I can sense people's vibes very early on.
Thank you for your kind words.
Now, please excuse me."
Hassan felt too claustrophobic and went to his room to clear his mind. Roy understood Hassan's reaction and realized it was too soon to talk about the breakup. Hassan was staring at the trees through the window in his room and contemplated his relationship with John. Soon after, he heard a faint voice reach him from the back, "Mind if I join you?"
He turned around to see Brian standing at the door with two drinks in his hands.
"Yeah, sure," Hassan replied while straightening his arched posture from bending down near the window.
Brian came over and offered Hassan one of the drinks he was holding.
"Thanks, although I have been trying to stay off of margaritas. I am not so sure I wouldn't even call these margaritas. Pete spares no expense with the sugar when it comes to these."
Hassan chuckled in response.
"So, what's got you down? Why are you not celebrating like the rest? Is it something against Ethan?"
"No, it's nothing against him. It's just, after what happened with John, I have just been finding it really hard to just be around people.
It's all right.
Hell, I don't know whether I should be sad for you or sort of relieved that you're not with John any longer."
"What do you mean?" inquired Hassan.
"I mean, you're so beautiful and handsome and gentle, and I don't think you deserve to be with anyone else who doesn't see you that way."
"And you do?"
"Oh, yes. Your soft, creamy cheeks, your mesmerizing eyes, and your beautiful, hairy body.
Thank you for your
words. But the last thing I want to get involved in right now is another relationship."
"Wait, how do you know I am hairy?"
Hassan asked him curiously. He tried to remember when did he ever tell him about this fact. Brian tried to change the subject, but he knew uttering those words had pushed Hassan to the deep end. Nevertheless, Hassan remembered what Pete had told him, and after hearing what Brian said, he was able to piece together the complete story.
"It was you, wasn't it? You sent the pictures. You're the reason John had been so distant from me. You're the cause of all this misunderstanding and confusion."
"Listen, I can explain." Brian tried to justify himself, but it was no use since Hassan was visibly furious at him.
"I can't believe you would have the nerve to be even standing in front of me, to come here tonight. I don't want to hear a single word. Please get out of here."
Brian drew closer to Hassan and put his hand on his shoulder.
"I've been in love with you ever since I've known you.
I—" But before he could speak anymore, Hassan immediately shrugged off his hand and rejected all of his advances. He opened the door and said, "Get out of this house, right now."
Brian replied laughingly, "Do you think anyone will accept to be with you?
Wake up, and don't miss your chance."
Hassan was unable to stand the sight of him and responded confidently, "You are right. I have to wake up, but first, I will make you taste your own medicine. The difference between you and I don't hide and stab from behind. And don't be worried about me because I am Hassan."
Hassan made his way to the door. He found Kara and Andrew.
"Sorry, Kara, but your brother needs to leave the house and never come back again," he told them.
Hassan walked downstairs angrily, with tears in his eyes. He wiped his face clean and stood on a chair. He then spoke to everyone at the party.
"Can I get everyone's attention?"
The people at the party started looking at him curiously. At first, there was some confusion, but eventually, everyone stopped talking and looked at Hassan as he addressed them.
"Ethan, I am sorry for what I am about to do. I know you will understand.
Everyone, you know Brian, right?" He let out a sigh while pointing to him.
"He works with us. He's noticed that some of you have an interest in me.
I am really flattered, but no, I won't hide anymore. The truth is I am HIV positive.
So, if you are interested in me, you need to rethink.
And even if anyone can't see me as a whole person, you are not welcome in my life."
Hassan got down from the chair and said to Brian that he should leave before walking out into the yard toward the swing.
When everyone turned to look at Brian, Kara asked him to go and walked with him towards the door to bid him farewell.
Brian tried to make his plea and justify his actions to her.
"He is mentally—" Before Brian could complete his sentence, Kara interrupted him mid-speech, "Don't even say a word about him.
This is how you treat me. I always thought I could rely on you.
You are my sister.
I'm his sister, not yours.
You can view me as whatever you want, but I will always view you as an asshole and a homewrecker for what you did here.
You do not understand me.
You're too enamored by his sultry and sheepish words.
Just shut up, all right?
Don't say a single word.
Not until you realize the reality of your actions tonight, don't bother coming back to any of us ever again.
Even if I could somehow forgive you for what you had done to me, I will never, ever forgive you for what you did to him.
Kara, I know you think of me as a monster, but there was a reason behind what I did.
I never meant to cause you any harm.
I care for you deeply.
Monster?
No, you're not a monster. Even monsters can grow to realize the errors of their ways.
You're a specter without a soul.
You drew my husband away from me at a time when I needed him the most.
He held me close to him, he kept me warm, kept me hoping that I'd be able to get through my pregnancy, and you took that away from me.
I lost my unborn child because of you, my only source of happiness, my reason to live, my sweet angel who I never even got to hold in my hands.
You took my husband away the same way you tried to draw Hassan away from John.
You only think you care for me, that you're there for me.
But the only person who you have ever really helped is yourself.
I have held and buried this anger inside of me for way too long now.
But there is no reason to keep pretending I'm fine.
I'm not, because of you.
So, get out of this house.
Get out of our lives.
And don't bother looking back.
There is no more refuge for you here.
Hearing her gut-punching words, Brian was unable to come up with any retort and thought of it best to wipe the tears off his face and bid farewell to Kara and everyone else at the party.
After what happened with Brian, many other people also began to leave.
Kara went to her room and opened her drawer, she took out a sonogram and looked at it.
Soon, Kyle entered the room and embraced her from behind.
I heard everything, Kyle said.
Kara burst into tears, Kyle held her even more tightly and comforted her.
After a while, when Kara had composed herself, both of them went downstairs.
Pete and Ethan were worried about Hassan and what would happen next.
Andrew's eyes followed Hassan around, who sat down on the swing.
Tristan came over and sat next to Hassan to talk to him.
You just told the whole company that you are living with HIV.
I don't know what happened to you, but you need to keep yourself together.
I don't know what to say about what you did, is it brave?
Is it stupid?
Or both?
One thing I am sure about is, you are a strong man.
Tristan pulled Hassan into a kiss and left.
Nearly all guests had left the house at this point.
Hassan looked at Ethan, I am sorry for ruining your party.
Kara and Andrew, a word, please.
Hassan pulled them into his room and closed the door behind them.
How much did you hear?
Hassan asked them.
Everything, replied Kara.
So, you know what your brother did?
Yes, and I am so sorry.
Kara shared her sympathies and tried to placate him.
Don't ever apologize, Kara, you have done nothing wrong.
Instead, I want you to promise me not to tell anyone what happened here in this room.
Kara nodded and responded by saying, I promise.
Andrew chimed in, me too.
Good.
Could you excuse me, I need to be alone.
Hassan replied.
But before he could leave the room, Andrew stopped him, but first, you need to talk to John.
You are right, Hassan responded.
All three of them went downstairs.
Hassan walked over to John, who was crying and sat next to him.
What's wrong?
Hassan asked.
It's all my fault.
I am so sorry, replied John.
Hassan looked at John with a ferocious look and held his head between his hands.
Everyone was worried about what Hassan will do.
Finally, Hassan took a deep breath and said, if I ever hear you say it was your fault or apologize for it, I will kick you from now to next year.
What happened was not your fault.
Never was and never will be.
Do you understand me?
John nodded his head, and Hassan kissed him on the lips.
For how long are you planning to cry?
Hassan asked him.
I can't stop, John replied through his tears.
You know how much I love you, but you need to understand that you have to move on in your life.
Our relationship now is a part of our past. We have a whole new future with others. Don't miss your chance to live your life. Whatever happened, remember, you are a wonderful person, and 1,000 will die to know you. And I will be the one who will walk you to your husband. I want you to be happy. Now wipe your tears and stand up. Tonight, we will go out, and we will dance. Who knows, maybe you will meet someone. You need to open your heart to new people. Hassan assuaged him with a smile before standing up and proffering his hand to John. John accepted Hassan's hand and smiled as he wiped tears from his eyes. Andrew also smiled and said to himself, "That is the Hassan I know."